Udall lived in a time of intellectual ferment in both Europe and America, and his work focused on some of the period's leading citizens. Many were at the center of a movement called the Enlightenment. They believed they could change the world through the power of human reason. The American statesman and scientist Benjamin Franklin encountered the artist during Franklin's tenure as ambassador to France. The curator of the exhibit, Anne Iverson, says Franklin admired Udall, as did his successor as ambassador, Thomas Jefferson. The French sculptor, through the two men, received an important commission.
In 1785, Udall goes to America for 3 weeks on a very important commission that was proposed by Franklin and Jefferson. He goes to America to sculpt the monumental portrait of George Washington in the Virginia State House. And that was actually carved in Paris, but he spent 3 weeks at Mount Vernon at Washington's home, where he took a life mask of Washington and measured his face carefully with calipers to get the dimensions just right. And then he sculpted in clay a model.
He later made a monumental sculpture in marble and busts in marble and other materials. A bust of Washington, clad in a Roman toga, is displayed in the Getty exhibit. Miss Iverson says the depictions are realistic and capture the character of the subjects. She says this was particularly true with the bust of Franklin. He is shown informally with his mouth slightly open.
It's what's called a speaking likeness, and it is, like the man, a very humble portrait. He's modestly attired. He's wearing a simple Quaker coat and waistcoat. His hair is left without wig and fairly loosely brushing his shoulders. It's not idealized in the way that perhaps we might wish to be in our portrait.
She says the bust of Jefferson also captures the essence of the third U.S. president, who was author of the American Declaration of Independence. The sculpture served as the model for the image of Jefferson on the American nickel or 5-cent coin. The exhibit of Udall's work includes other notable figures, including John Paul Jones, the American admiral. Eminent Frenchmen include Voltaire, the celebrated satirist and philosopher, and the critic Denis Diderot, compiler of the great French encyclopedia. Udall held the title of sculptor to the king under the ill-fated Louis XVI. After the French Revolution, the Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte also sat for him. Images of both are in the exhibit. The Marquis de Lafayette, the French aristocrat who joined the American Revolution to fight alongside Washington, is also in the show. Two busts shown side by side illustrate the method of the artist. Miss Iverson says he first cast a plaster life mask on the face of his sitter. From that he created a model, then a sculpture.
This is the life mask of the Marquis de Lafayette, and you can see in the life mask that very aristocratic nose and long forehead, and that is repeated in the portrait bust.
The great thinker Jean-Jacques Rousseau declined to sit for Udall, but was sculpted after his death based on a death mask. The resulting work is in the exhibition. Los Angeles artist Roger Hyde is studying Udall's work in a class at the museum. He says the sculptures seem so real he can almost hear them breathing, especially that of the writer Diderot.
His sculpture, it looks like he was caught in a candid photograph, as if he was just walking by and somebody just, you know, snapped it and caught him. All the little microscopic muscles in his face and the little, you know, wrinkle lines around his eyes, all those little things, along with a general sense of just having the anatomy, the look of the guy, the overall whole thing correct, it looks like, you know, he's really there.
Artist Diana Loomis is also studying Udall. She says he captured the emotion in the faces of his subjects, and that inspires her own art.
It's just marvelous work and very realistic, and that was the kind of work I wanted to do from an early age.
The Getty Museum exhibition contains 70 works by Udall done in marble, bronze, terracotta, and plaster. One piece, the bust of a French nobleman, has not been seen in public since 1785. Some others have never been seen together. Jean-Antoine Udall, sculptor of the Enlightenment, will be on display at the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles through January 25th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.